There's a general question that I think arises often in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshios similar to Kedoshim, which are so chock full of mitzvos, where we kind of sit there and wonder, like, what is the connection? Like, we flow from one mitzvah to another, to another, to another. What is it that the Torah is trying to teach us by putting these two mitzvos at the same intersection? So, a fascinating one is, we're told, Laniva Lager Tazovutam, talking about Lekek Shekhan Peya, the different gifts that are left for the poor. So we're told that you leave them for the poor person. And then the very next pasuk, or two psukim later, is Lo Tignovu. You shouldn't steal. And the question is, what's the connection between these two? Right? Why are they there? The poor person knows that he can go into the corner of the field and this is waiting for him. Or if X, Y, and Z is left in the field, he's entitled to that as well. Why is it that they have to put the two of these together? And Rav Yosef Karo has such a beautiful insight, which I think speaks volumes to what Judaism's take is on how we have to take care of poor people. Rav Yosef Karo says that we have to make sure that the poor person is not in any way pushed towards stealing. Well, what would motivate a poor person to steal? So I want to give you a beautiful example. There are people that are in such dire straits. They have no choice. They're going to steal because it's to steal is to live. And therefore they feel like, I know I'm doing something wrong. But what's my alternative, right? If I'm going to not steal and chalila, my child will starve, I'll starve, then there's no hope. And I'm going to do what I have to do in order to survive. That's a philosophy that people can have. And the Torah says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put a poor person in the position that they have to make a decision. What do I do to survive? Do I steal? Do I bend what's appropriate in the law just to make it? Comes along the Torah and says, no, we're not going to do that. It's not an option. The only option that we have is to provide the poor person with all the necessary tools that he can be successful, all the necessary gifts that he can make it. And by doing that, you know what we're ensuring? We're ensuring that he'll never, ever, ever have to bend anything. He'll never have to break anything. And he can be a law-abiding citizen. I think on so many levels, that's Judaism's bracha and gift to the world. It tells us that, yes, there is inequity. There will be rich and there will be poor. And that's the way the world goes. But please understand, it is our moral obligation to ensure that the poor person never feels as though he has to compromise on core Torah values just to make it. Have a great day.